Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I got an email here. Thanks, Tyler. This is from Anne. I watched the movie Chloe last night. It's pretty hot. Then it got weird. It does get weird, by the way. But she goes, it did the job, though. Yeah. Mm. Anne said Deadpool name is Anal Annie's Campground. And Anne is celebrating her 40th this weekend. Love you guys. Thank you, Anne, for listening. Yeah, check that. It was on Netflix, I believe. Chloe. It's an hour and a half. Some hot lesbian stuff in it from famous actresses. Yeah. So, Anal Annie's Campground is a Deadpool name. We haven't had a hit in a week or so, right, Craig?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Or maybe we had.
I don't think so.
Somebody.
It's been a week or it's probably about a week. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for checking in. If you do have a Deadpool name and you email us or get a hold of us, give us your Deadpool name, too. We like reading those. In fact, I'd like to meet Anal Annie's Campground. She leans in somewhere and goes, hey, I'm Anal Annie's Campground.
You might have to cash in some strange bucks to make that happen.
I didn't bring up the strange. My wife's in the car right now, probably. Yeah, she is. I didn't bring up the strange bucks with her yesterday.
Shocker.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. Did anybody bring it up with her? Oh, no, we got an email. Guy brought the strange bucks with his wife last night, and his wife said, "Todd and Tyler, those guys are knuckleheads."
I think that was after the emphatic no.
Just asked my girlfriend about instituting strange bucks, and she had two strongly worded responses: "Hell no," and "Todd and Tyler are knuckleheads." So on a positive note, she's been known to curse like a sailor, so simply calling you guys knuckleheads is a good thing. Todd actually came up with the was it Todd or Nick came up with the idea of strange bucks.
I think it was Puss.
Yeah, it was me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Strange bucks.
Well, of course it was you.
Knuckleheads.
Because you're the one that wants them.
You knucklehead.
Oh, you called us knuckleheads or strange bucks, right?
Strange bucks.
Yeah. You do good things around the house for your wife, you know, clean up, do stuff like that.
Right.
You get strange bucks, right.
I earned zero strange bucks yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
No.
I emptied the sink, put it in the dishwasher last night.
That counts.
Didn't bring up strange bucks, though. It does count.
That's a household chore.
Okay. Damn right.
Well, I rinsed off the dishes and put them in the dishwasher.
Strange bucks.
No, I didn't because dishes were being washed. So you can't open up the dishwasher because that's a violation. I think you get fined. I think you get strange bucks taken away if you open up the dishwasher in mid-cycle.
Yeah.
I emptied the dishwasher.
Strange bucks.
Very good.
There you go.
Very good.
Strange bucks.
I had to.
Yeah.
So I get home in the morning and I go to make a grilled cheese sandwich and I can't just pile all the dirty stuff in the sink and pretend like I don't see the green light that the dishes are clean.
If we're going to follow through with this, we're going to have to come up with a standardized list of how many strange bucks you get for each chore.
Well, how many?
You can redeem it.
Yeah, how many do you need to get strange?
Right.
Yeah, are you going to tell your wife that you're accumulating strange bucks?
Well, she's the one who has to give them to you.
Yeah,
you've got to find somebody that accepts the strange bucks.
Yeah. And that.
She has to sign off on that.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's start there.
I think she sets the value.
And then we'll come up with more rules.
See, I think every chore has its own value depending on the person you're with.
No, Craig just saved us a lot of work right there. Where it starts is also where it ends.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Start with permission.
Listen.
And then work on
But you have to get a woman agrees to have sex with you because your wife gave you strange bucks.
Start with permission.
Right. And then get the strange bucks.
Yeah.
And then start there.
Hey, honey, I found a girl who would have sex with me if I have enough strange bucks.
Exactly. That works.
Try that. Try that at home.
She'll be on board then. Oh, good.
Yeah.
I think that's what mistresses are always concerned about, how much housework you're doing around where you live with your wife.
Yeah, but I keep hearing what a freaking panty dropper doing those chores is.
I know.
I always say that.
Reading all those female publications, how sexy that is.
It is.
When you're mopping and sweeping.
They love that.
And being funny.
Yeah.
All cracking jokes at the same time. Oh, man.
When I crack jokes at the
house. Why even buy panties?
Thank you.
It's you're not on the show. No panties. My panties come off. But
they were off to start.
If I'm cracking jokes around the house, it's you're not doing the show right now. So there's not a panty dropper there. Yeah.
Well, it would be if we were there.
Oh, of course
so
it
just
would be.
Slowly put your sound effect machine down on the coffee table.
Exactly.
What, she just only wants to be married to unfunny Tyler? Like that's
I know.
Not a thing.
That's not a thing at all.
Oh, serious Tyler. I only want serious Tyler around the house.
No, you don't.
No.
No, you don't.
That guy doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Uber is reminding passengers to buckle up. The rideshare giant has added a new safety feature based off a study that finds 4 out of 5 people don't put on their seatbelt during short trips. So now
that's crazy, man.
Users will hear an alert once the ride begins. It'll come from the driver's app and will be followed by a push notification to the customer's phone. The company says this is aimed at those in the back seat with the goal to potentially save lives, your miserable one.
I remember, though, especially going to Vegas in the early days, just hopping in cabs and not doing that. And then I started realizing, well, this is the same thing as being in a car, so I should actually put – it is because it is being in a car.
Yeah,
and
that's exactly what it is.
And cab drivers drive like nuts anyway, especially in Vegas. But I went for years just getting in a cab in a city without a seatbelt. Then I started realizing, oh, this is stupid. I wear a seatbelt everywhere, but in a cab? So definitely Uber, I'm wearing a seatbelt, but now I am with a cab, too. I think people just think something different. They hop in a car to go, okay, well, I'm not driving.
Well, it's weird, too, because you're being driven by somebody you've never been in a car with.
Right.
Now, this person couldn't possibly crash.
Right.
Because I don't know them.
That is kind of a weird thing.
They're driving for Uber, so they must be good.
Yeah.
They're professionals.
Well, they made it that far to pick you up.
Yeah.
A story out of
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Alaska. Apparently there was a dog sled race, or some dog sledders were out doing some sledding and mushing.
Yeah.
I did a rotten?
Not specifically. That word is not in this particular story.
Is that the verb for that, too? I did a rodden?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
I like it.
Bridget Watkins said a bull moose attack left 4 of her dogs injured last week.
Man.
She says even after she emptied her gun into the animal, it still continued to stomp on her sled dog team.
You've only made the moose angry.
You made it angry, man.
The attack only ended after a friend came with a larger gun and killed the moose.
Had the moose gun with him, right?
What, you need a 50 cal mounted on your dog sled
so
to
now
take care
Bridget,
of the moose?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
Too.
So now Bridget is telling other mushers, carry a bigger gun.
Good Lord.
When this ended, they probably went, what the hell was that?
One of her dogs now fighting for his life with a major head injury. Another underwent emergency surgery for internal organ damage.
Well, at least he got out of mushing, though. That sucks. Those
but it
dogs
sucks
hate
for the other dogs
like
that aren't
though.
Hurt, too.
Yeah. Dogs
it's
hate
just
that.
Running.
Yeah, I know. But they're pulling, too.
Yeah, but
not much.
They like it.
Yeah, they're not pulling much at all at that point once you get the momentum and everything going.
You have to pull 4 extra dogs.
Yeah.
They're having fun.
Well, you got to Now you got now there's a cannon, so it's going to get heavier.
Yeah.
Right. RPG is going to get a little heavier.
Yeah. Got a bazooka on my sled. That'd be cool.
Never know when you're going to see a moose.
Right.
Might have to detonate the sucker.
Yeah, you're going to need more than your biathlon gun.
Yeah.
I thought of you yesterday, Todd, because, you know, since Harbaugh said he was, well, the story behind that seems like Harbaugh thought he was going to go out and sign a contract, and they said, no, this is just another interview, and he got pissed, whatever. Who knows? But he's not going to be the Vikings head coach. And so they just have to get back in the Vikings. Like, why don't the Vikings give him everything they want? They haven't been in the Super Bowl since 76. I thought, oh, you're right. For all the years they've had really good teams. They've had really good teams since 76. 76! I do feel sorry for you, Todd.
They played in two NFC championship games in the last, what, 10 years?
Yeah. And they've had good teams, too.
Yes.
The one with Favre and then the one where they didn't show up against the Eagles.
76!
The Saints wasn't a championship.
Yeah,
that's the bicentennial.
And the Chiefs beat that 2 years ago, you know? It is the bicentennial.
Now, when Kornheiser and Wilbon were discussing it, I thought first they said, this is kind of an embarrassment. But they turned out not an embarrassment for the Vikings.
No, it was embarrassing. I thought it was embarrassing.
Because Harbaugh went up there thinking he was going to get that job.
And it was a big interview.
And he wants too much money.
Yeah.
And he wants too much control.
Yeah.
And the new management.
I thought it was embarrassing for him, right?
Yeah. No.
And then Michigan, they got to turn it, you know.
I'm sure Ziggy had something to say about
Michigan
it, too.
Put a tweet out saying, hey, yeah, we're back. I'm thinking, no, you just are lucky you lost, didn't lose your coach.
But he said he's not going away.
But Puss heard something. I'll let Puss describe this because I heard the same thing yesterday. And this is I'm doing this for Nick's purposes.
Sorry, Nick.
Nick takes the arrows for the Huskers on our show.
I had first take in the afternoon when I was down in the gym. And they had Dan Orlovsky on. Talking about Harbaugh going back to Michigan. And he said he thinks it's a good move because Harbaugh has brought Michigan back to prominence. And so they haven't turned into a team like Nebraska, Texas, Miami, where they've lost their way and can't seem to find it back.
Those were the three he mentioned. He mentioned Nebraska.
And Nebraska
first.
Was the first one out of his. He's like, I'm not taking shots at these others. Well, you kind of are.
Well, rightly so.
But you're also telling the truth.
They haven't found their way back.
Right. If it's been, you know,
if you
two decades.
The Husker Power Facebook page, it's great that they mentioned us first.
They mentioned you first because you have a losing
record.
That has
to be first at something.
Miami's actually had some winning records, and so is Texas. Yeah, Huskers have been winning records even.
Texas is probably the most recent winner of those three, but that's even been 10, 15 years
for
them.
We are rated number one among teams that have lost their way. We're the best team that's lost their way.
He's not wrong.
So yell at Nick.
No, he's not.
All right, but, Craig, play
God,
the play.
It sucks.
I heard
the Vikes are going to get that guy from the Rams as soon as they win the Super Bowl.
All right.
I still can't believe nobody's hired Eric Bieniemy.
Bieniemy's interviewing with the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of insane.
That's a great gig.
He should have had a gig 3 years ago.
Yeah.
We had all these other coaches like just get these jobs. I don't know how he's not one of the first guys.
Yeah, he's black.
Oh.
Yeah, Saints are interviewing.
I always forget about that.
Yeah.
Oh, so, and you know the way they try and say, you know why we didn't hire that guy, even though all the players want us to hire this guy.
Right, right.
They didn't interview well.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It means nothing.
Yeah. Look at the numbers on his scoreboard.
Think about that. I realize what a head coaches do is completely different to what we do. Nothing. But can you imagine interviewing us? We'd sit and interview, we'd have fun, and we'd tell dick jokes. They'd go, oh, you didn't interview well. No, I didn't, because I make a living doing this. I don't make an interview in an interview.
Explain
a football
me.
Coach makes an interview, interviews well, he's a good football coach.
Explain to me your fart joke philosophy.
Yeah. Hey, well, farts are funny.
We've been through interviews, and it's probably a little different than a coach interview.
Yeah,
a
maybe.
Lot, right. So, I don't know. I have no segue for this, but I just heard this story yesterday. About
how many job interviews have you gone on where the guy interviewing you gave you some cocaine? That probably doesn't happen in a job interview, a coach interview.
That's
NFL
pretty
coach
cool.
Interview.
Well, I think it happened in radio in the 80s.
At a strip bar.
But yeah.
Just that one time I interviewed to be an intern for a radio show. Big pile of blow.
I was in my mid-30s.
We'd have gave you some if you wanted it. What?
I was in my mid-30s. I went to an interview, and I told them that I wanted the job because I felt like it was time to grow up and get a real job.
Oh.
Apparently, that's something you're not supposed to say when you're 35 years old.
You
really?
Said that. You
yeah.
said
I'll have to make a note.
I found out later from somebody that worked there that that's like the reason I didn't get the job.
Because you said that?
Yeah. I'm like, well, if that's going to throw me off, like, I wouldn't have been a good fit anyway.
I'm trying to think of a job interview I've had in this business that didn't involve alcohol or cocaine.
Well, you're brought in for an interview in radio once they hear your tape. So yeah. That's a little different. They've heard what you do on the radio, so they think, oh, I want to hire this guy.
They want to make sure you're not a douche personally.
After that, it's a party. But I don't think that happens anymore, Todd. There's too much. Bosses get in trouble
right.
now.
I did take one job, sight on scene. I didn't fly to Spokane to check it out. I just said, I need to get out of here. Right. So I took the job.
Yeah. They said, boogie on up here.
Yep.
Who's on the phone?
Our old buddy Chuckster.
Oh.
Who's been on some job interviews of late.
Yeah.
Oh, lately? Okay.
Did they make you do blow when you interviewed for that Christian radio station?
No, but what I wanted to tell you, a couple things. First of all, not a lot of people are keen on hiring a 73-year-old.
Did you tell them it's time to grow up and get a real job at 73?
But I went to one of them, you know, everybody, you know, does the drug thing.
Right.
I went to this one company that said you will be screened for a 4-panel drug screen, but THC is not screened in our drug thing.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you've heard about that happening more lately.
Yeah. And I think coke purges itself after about 48 hours.
Yeah, you're good.
I don't think Chuck's just burning his nose in coke anymore. All right. Or any less.
I never did.
No.
Of course. My kids are listening.
His kids are listening. All right. Also, they actually said, listen, it's a drug test, but we're not testing for weed anymore at this company. That's good. That's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. I would like to have seen it more. But
now, when you went to work in San Francisco, the heyday of radio, what was that job interview like?
Oh, there wasn't one. My brother was the program director.
Okay. So, just pack up your stuff.
Yeah.
Get out here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was already out there in his face. That's right after he quit Nebraska and drove out there unannounced.
That's right. Thanks, Chuckster. Appreciate it, man. That's
yeah, guys.
Good phone
take
call.
Care.
I love
drive safe.
Chuckster, love. If you live outside the area, he was been a radio guy here for years. A legend in Omaha for years. And we worked with Chuck for years. And one of the nicest guys we met when we first moved to town. Always still is, by the way.
Yeah. He liked us at first and still likes us, which is rare.
That's really rare for the audience.
He's part of the. He's a 1%er.
He's a 30-year club member. He's the only one.
Right. I liked you at the start. And you okay, man? Like what?
I still like them. A 29-year club, I should say, coming up here.
The nation's first public road capable of wirelessly charging electric vehicles as they drive over the pavement. It's going to be built in Detroit. Michigan awarded a contract to develop and construct, so far, just a one-mile stretch of the wireless in-road charging system.
So you spin around
downtown
on that,
Detroit.
So you spin around, you can charge up that way real quick.
That's amazing.
You can charge that way.
That
it works
cool.
Similar to how a wireless charging deal works with phones. Copper coils installed under the asphalt of the road transfer energy from the electrical grid receivers that are mounted underneath any electric vehicle, automatically charging the battery.
Damn liberals.
And giving you a tumor.
Yeah. Liberals.
This can charge up your vehicle either in motion or they can set this thing up to where
you know, really
you're just
ticks
sitting there.
Me off. Ticks me off. Is that one
oh, so basically
starts.
they could make one big giant parking lot.
That's
a wireless charging station.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Like you set your phone on, only you just got to drive up and just stop there.
Oh, right.
That'll be the future.
Yeah.
Or the parking garage.
Yeah, the whole parking garage would charge your car
I'm
while
a
you're
Christian
parked.
And
yeah.
I like coal.
The future is for pussies.
Yeah.
Even the car is going to be cordless.
Damn right.
Yeah. So they're saying that this could accelerate the adoption of electric vehicles. Like, oh, hey, we can do it this way.
Yeah.
You know, and it,
you don't have to have charging stations.
Yeah. So that's another idea that they are working on.
Yeah, there's a new Jason Bateman's in a new electric car driving down the road in a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of small looking, but a lot of them are, but fairly sporty looking. I just saw the commercial the other day.
Yeah, he's not a big guy.
No.
Hyundai.
Yeah,
new Ioniq 5 EV.
Yeah. What's that go for?
I don't know.
$14,000. Probably more than that.
Yeah. No, that's a good Craig answer right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have gone with just $17.
$78.
$78.
Yeah. Yeah. You just got to say it confidently.
Yeah. $78 it goes for.
I have two.
Todd and Tyler, always within reach.
And good for a reach around, too.
At TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Or find the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.